Today's reading is from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here ends the reading.
Thank you, Al. Let us pray. Father, you are deep and mysterious, and you fill the creation with wondrous and subtle hints of your nature. You fill the creation with clues as to the meaning of all things. You use your creation to sing your word. So in the coming weeks, my prayer is very simple. I ask that you would open up our hearts and our minds to those things and to draw closer to you as we kind of revel in how amazing you are. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome.
We'll see if you say that about 25 minutes from now. Harmony, the art of experiencing God. We all want to experience God, don't we? We don't want to just come here and worship, as nice as that is. But isn't it true that all of us, deep down inside, yearn for moments of actual experience with God? Some of you maybe feel like you have. I hope that's the case. I found in my life that the more I run after experiences with God, the less they happen. That experiencing God is something we simply need to open ourselves to rather than chase. Because after all, He is God and we are not. True? That this is something that He does in His time. And I know sometimes that's hard too. Harmony. Today we talk about rhythm, harmony, and melody and how those things can tie into some of the spiritual disciplines in our lives. The old church fathers and saints made a big deal of spiritual disciplines. And often I think they get lost today because we look at them as being ancient and irrelevant or think we just don't want to go to those places. Often it's also because we're distracted. But I think we need to take a second look at those. And I want to use music as the metaphor in the coming 5 weeks. Music as a metaphor in this. Martin Luther said this. He said that apart from the Word of God, music is the greatest gift of God. And so, at any given point during this series, I want you to remind yourself that this series is preeminently very Lutheran. Martin had a deep appreciation for the beauty and mystery of music. And of course, some of you may know that he delved quite deeply into it. So we want to start today with our text. It starts off kind of as a downer. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are what? Whew. You agree with that? Yeah. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Essentially, Paul talks about that we live in a world that is out of harmony and out of rhythm with God, that is in a state of rebellion, that resists the way that He has created things. And we see all kinds of symptoms of this today, don't we? And it isn't accidental stuff either, is it? It's just flat-out rebelliousness. And it's heartbreaking at times. And it's also confusing at times, isn't it? Sometimes you don't know who to believe. You don't know where the truth is. We're flooded. We're flooded with knowledge and yet have no wisdom these days. Rhythm. God wants us to live in rhythm. Now I'm going to have my band over here, our band, help me out. So stand up, get to work. Okay? Thank you, sir. Okay? So we take rhythm for granted when it comes to music. But it's not something that necessarily we should. When the world lives out of rhythm with God, it's ugly. And it's not a pretty thing. It's a little bit like if I said to our drummer and our bass player, you guys don't have to do anything yet. If I just said to our drummer and our bass player, okay, I want you for just, I don't know, 10 seconds, you two, I just want you to play whatever you want as loudly as you want, as fast as you want, okay? Don't look at each other. Just be independent. Remember, you're free. You're free to do whatever you desire. Okay? One, two, three, four. Thanks. Okay. All right. Now, wasn't the exercise their freedom a beautiful thing? Huh? No, it wasn't. It was awful kind of sounding, right? It wasn't rhythmic. It wasn't rhythmic. No, and doesn't Paul remind us that we are given freedom in Christ not to do as we please, but to do as we ought. To do as we ought. And when we do the things that God desires of us in that freedom, when we choose to exercise that freedom, then it sounds much different. So now instead of playing whatever you want, we're going to use the song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High, okay? And John, you want to help him with this, Bubba? Let's do the nice, snappy Latin version of that, okay? Okay? Great. Stop. Now, I want to give you an example of what I'm talking about here. Go back to when you guys were free and doing whatever you wanted. I want you to play for till I tell you to stop, okay? And then what I want you guys to do is try and clap along, okay? So, ready? One, two, three, four. Okay, go ahead and clap along. All right, that's good. All right. You guys sound like a bunch of disenchanted people at a James Taylor concert. No, I love James Taylor. I was at his concert. Now, go back to what you were doing before, in rhythm, all following the same composer. Okay? Now I want you to clap along. Whoa, 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 whoa. Not that you weren't doing okay, okay? But you people have no rhythm at all, do you? Right? I know that's what he was thinking right away. Okay? On two and four, okay? So, ready? One, two, four. Good. Good. The fact that you can do that is because they are in sync with the music. They are in obedience to the music. They are following the intentions of the composer. And when they can do that, you are blessed. You can even join in. Isn't it true that really, isn't that how God has made things? Are we not blessed to be a blessing? Read with me. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the first thing that I think we need to look at. The first spiritual discipline, gratitude. I think that gratitude, a life of gratitude, being grateful, being thankful every day, good or bad, and I know that can be hard, but when we're that way, That's like laying down the rhythmic foundation of our lives. When we're not grateful, he can play all the right notes, Bob can play all the right notes, but if these two back here are doing whatever they want, it is not going to be pretty. And it isn't going to bless people. Amen? Be grateful. Be ready to give thanks to God in all circumstances, especially when your circumstances aren't agreeing with you. Remember, God is God. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Okay, so now let's move on to the next one, harmony. Once we build that foundation of rhythm, we can begin to add harmony, okay? So here's what I want you to do. Let's go back to our song, guys. And you two, I want you to play it correctly, okay? Bubba, I want you to play in the key of E flat. Bob, I want you to play in the key of D, okay? And yeah, that's good. And just play whatever you want, okay? All right. Just makes you want to stand up and sing, doesn't it? Huh? Yeah. They're doing their own thing. They're not in harmony with what the composer wrote. Technically, they're actually still playing some things correctly, but they're playing different harmonies. And it's not a very pleasant thing. It's possible, you guys, to let the name of Jesus come from your lips and still be very out of tune with God. Case in point, the horrible tragedy that occurred in Orlando last weekend, which was a real eye-opener for me because as that was happening, our own children were with Mr. Pesky in Orlando. We heard about it on social media. There was a pastor. His name was Pastor Roger Jimenez from Verity Baptist Church. And let me read to you what he said about that tragedy as an example of letting the name of God escape your lips, but being very out of tune with him. A recording of the sermon given by Pastor Roger Jimenez from Verity Baptist Church was posted to YouTube the day after the tragedy. In the video, Jimenez preached to his congregation that they should not be grieving the homosexual victims of the shootings, comparing those killed to pedophiles. "Are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today?" asked Jimenez. No, I think that's great. I think that helps society. I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. The tragedy is that more of them didn't die. The tragedy is I'm kind of upset he didn't finish the job because these people are predators. They are abusers. Jimenez went on to criticize the government, saying he wished homosexuals would be put in front of a firing squad. Which, incidentally, makes him no better than the Muslim who committed the crime. This is somebody who bears the name of God saying this. Out of tune. Badly. Of course, we all experience being out of tune with God in more subtle ways, I would suggest, right? This is where the Word of God comes in. It's our compass. It's our mirror. Not always a pleasant mirror either. Amen? How many of you have ever been uncomfortable with something the Word of God said to your heart because you knew you were out of sync with it? Yeah. That's why we love grace, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So now let's go back to our song. We're going to now, instead of having you guys play whatever you want, let's let her rip the way the composer intended. Okay? Go ahead and clap along. Let's see if you can find 2 and 4. There it is. Very nice. Very nice. Right? And even as they were doing that, some of you almost wanted to let the words come out of your mouth, right? You want to start singing? Some of you were doing it under your breath. Because when everybody's in sync with the composer, it creates energy that draws people in to him. To him. It's an awesome thing. It really is. As an ex-college athlete and a musician, I can tell you that I've never felt a bigger high in my life, or at least one of the biggest highs of my life, is being in a band that's playing together. Because when the band plays together, everybody wins. And I just feel a certain kind of divine energy about that. You do realize, of course, that music is actually physical and mathematical, right? Do you understand that? Bob, play an A. Okay? That note is called an A. We call it an A. It rings at 440 cycles. And if it doesn't ring at 440, then it's not an A. Play a B flat. It's a little different right there, right? Music is a physical thing. It's not just something we invented in our heads. This is something that's built into creation. Recently, some of the most advanced physicists who are trying to understand the origins of the universe and are advancing something called superstring theory came out and said this. And I'm going to paraphrase them. We have to acknowledge that increasingly what we see in the universe reflects intelligent creation. And what we see looks like a symphony of beauty and order unimaginable. Yeah. When Christians live lives of beauty and order, when we live lives of service, read with me. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." The servant of all. When we embrace servanthood, second spiritual discipline, we begin to live in harmony, not just with each other, but with the world. Pastor Jimenez used the name of God, but was way out of tune with God. But we have the opportunity to be in tune with God. When we live in tune with God, when we live in harmony with God, the world around us will be blessed. Now, in contrast to the embarrassing and shameful words of Pastor Jimenez, during that same event, what happened was people began to line up by the hundreds to give blood. And when they did that, a certain company, you've probably heard of them, named Chick-fil-A, a Christian restaurant who is never open on Sunday, by the way, opened their doors and started making food. And then they brought the food, just hundreds and hundreds of sandwiches and drinks and stuff. And they opened up their store and they began to love these people, regardless of where those people were at. That's called being in harmony with God. Jesus says serve everybody, not just the people who agree with you. And I know that's kind of a hard thing to do sometimes, isn't it? Serve them all. That's called harmony. Let's go to the last one. Melody. Melody. Let's go ahead and get our band going. This time, Bubba, I want you to go ahead and sing. And singers, stand up and join him. Okay? Not you yet.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. So thank you to save us.
So in music, melody, unlike harmony, is a single, it's a single line of music, a single set of notes. And it's generally the tune that we remember when we hear music. It's that hook. How many of you have ever caught yourself singing in the car or in the shower, right? You weren't singing the harmony, folks. You were singing the melody. That's right. Of course, melody works best when it's in harmony, right? And so melody, in some sense, is more of an individual kind of thing, okay? I'd like to liken melody to the act of giving, our own personal giving. And that can be of your time, talents, but also your resources, and yes, your money. It is our own personal contribution to the melody of everything. Now, my question to you is, how strong is your melody? How strong is it? How in tune is it? Maybe it's in tune, but it's pretty flat. Or maybe it's strong. Maybe it really carries and soars over the harmony in a beautiful way. This is only for something for you to decide, to search your own heart. Read with me. Paul writes to Corinthians, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." And we have a second one here. "For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have." So in other words, Paul's saying, you don't get to have the excuse to say, "Well, I don't have very much, so I don't think I'm going to give." No. God accepts, loves, is overjoyed, and judges you by what you give based on what you have, not what you don't. Not what you don't. And finally, this one I thought was really interesting. "A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great." In last week's message on the video, I talked about my own experience. I had an experience with God in a moment that Pam and I decided to help with something, and how I just felt in that moment a very overwhelming sense of God's presence in my heart. It just spilled over. It was powerful. I think he's eminently pleased when we're generous, because we reflect his heart best then, for sure. So now let's do that whole melody thing one more time, but now let's have everybody join in. And, you know, if you're able to, try melody and rhythm at the same time. Could get a little ugly, but if you can sing and clap on 2 and 4, go for it, okay? Let's sing this song. Stand up.
Sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you made the Savior. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. That's okay. You can spill over a little bit. I'm all right with that. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. May you learn to be generous and give in service and always be thankful. Because when you are, you're in harmony with the composer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.